So hi everyone, my name is Paul, this is Sean. We're both here from Facebook, as you can see, and we're on the open source tooling team, and we're based here in Seattle, or that way, I think. It's somewhere in this general vicinity, and we are the tooling team entirely, and I'll talk about tooling in a second. Our open source team has sort of two components. We have an advocacy and education part, and the tooling just sort of focuses on the tooling side of things. So you may know our open source program from such projects as all those. So one of our big ones is React. Actually, Microsoft here contributes to the React ecosystem, which is really awesome.
Hey, we use that in Kibana. Thank you.
See? It's all over the place. It's infecting the world. And so we've kind of contributed to and open sourced a whole bunch of different projects across the whole gamut of our infrastructure. And so some of our other cool ones, Hack, it's this type system on top of PHP or HHVM. And so, you know, we're a PHP company, but not anymore. But we also contribute to a lot of the other projects. So you talked about outgrowing a commercial database system. We're working on some open source database systems because we too cannot use that sort of thing. And so one of the other things I want to talk about is actually the Open Compute Project. That's not our responsibility at all, but it's sort of in the same realm of this sharing. And so, you know, we all have data centers. We all have these huge, huge amounts of data that we need to store, operate our servers on. And there's really no need for everyone to be running proprietary systems, so we share, and actually, I'm not sure if Microsoft or anybody else in the room is a part of this organization, but it's about open sourcing hardware designs and data center designs. So it's actually really, really cool. But it kind of leads into why we open source things at all. And it ties back into our company's mission statement about making the world more open and connected. We're all solving really hard problems. We're all working on these kind of specific things with really general applications. And so what we want to do is share these things so that we don't have to all solve the same problems over and over and over again. We'll get to the end point of technology much faster if we all share. And I think in this room, you all get that. And so that's where we are. We really believe that sharing is important. We started the company, not Sean and I, obviously. But you know, we were a basic LAMP stack, Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP. We are using most of those things today. We contribute to the Linux kernel. We use MySQL, and we've created a new PHP. And I don't know what our servers run. It might be Apache, it might not be. But it's still built on this open source stack, and so we really truly believe in giving back. And it's kind of imperative to the success of the human race. That's a little too. So what do we open source? We kind of have, to support this philosophy of, you know, sharing useful things, we have a couple criteria. Production ready. We really want the things that we open source to be used in production before we open source them. For the most part, we hold true to this. There are a lot of projects we have that are sort of young ideas, and we want to work with the community. Some things like Reason, programming language for, I don't know, it's OCaml plus plus. And so some of those things we want to open source early and get community feedback and work really closely with other people with. Other things we really want to have proven their worth before we share them. We do a ton, as all of you do, we do a ton of work building prototypes and building systems that ultimately fail. And if we share all of those, we're just kind of diluting not only our open source brand, but sort of the engineering time that you all have to look at what someone's done, realize it's actually terrible. Meanwhile, we realized that 2 years earlier, and so we try not to open source things that we know don't work. And the other piece of this is supported. We really try to make sure that we have teams inside Facebook who are willing to support their open source project, because as we all know, open source takes a lot of time. You're on GitHub, you're closing issues or triaging issues, as we've heard, is a nightmare. And you really need to support these projects for the long term. We've had a few instances of projects where we've open sourced and the team disappeared. And those projects ultimately fail. I'm on one. So you just accumulate these issues, and suddenly you have 10 issues asking, is this project supported? Is this project supported? And you're like, no, yes, maybe. And so we want our teams to support these over the long term. And obviously that's not tenable all the time, and so we have actually a process for archiving projects that are no longer supported within the company. We might still be using them in production, but we might not support the open source community around them. And I also want to talk about what open source tooling is. It's interesting and challenging. We actually get to work with a bunch of the technologies we've talked about. I use Elasticsearch. We talk a lot with the GitHub API. I don't use Salesforce.
I forgive you.
Actually, I did last week, but that's a different story. So at a high level, we build tools that make it easier for engineers at Facebook to open source projects and make open source a part of their lives. You know, everyone is working on a ton of different things, and going back to the support section that I just talked about, we want to make sure that people have the ability to dedicate the minimal amount of time possible. And so that means maybe building some things on top of GitHub that integrate with their own workflows that we have inside the company. So we have Fabricator, for instance, for code review. And we like it better than GitHub for code review. You know, one of the things we build is, how do you import a pull request from GitHub into an internal repo that is Mercurial, for example, and inside this giant monolithic repo? And it's hard. We've been fighting it for the last week as we change some infrastructure, and it's that sort of thing that at our size we have to have. As a smaller company, you can be entirely on GitHub. Like, that can be the only way your company works, and it can work great for you. For us, we have a decade plus of baggage, so to speak, and we can't be entirely on GitHub, so we need to build things on top. CLA management, that's another nightmare. But it's one of the things that, as a corporation, you really need to think about, because you need to protect yourselves and everyone else. The legal side rears its ugly head. It's beautiful, ugly head. And lawyers are involved, and you know, you want to make sure that the code you contribute, that you merge into your repo, is safe to merge. Like, there are cases where it's not. You have to trust some system to check that for you, and so we build that system and maintain it and replace it one day. There's a whole bunch of other integration points. It's fun. Trust me. And last but not least, I want to thank Microsoft for having us today, but more importantly, for contributing to open source. As I mentioned earlier, Microsoft has helped with React Native. They just shipped Skype the other day using React Native, and contributed to the rest of the ecosystem as well. It's been huge for us, huge for everyone in the community. But outside of our own selfish thanks, you're really pushing the industry forward with things like Node, open sourcing Chakra, that was pretty cool. .NET, also really huge, and I think there's a ton of opportunity, and I think we all look forward to working closely with you. Thanks.
See?
I read my script. Any questions before I hand the mic back?
Well, I think we're stuck here for the night, so.
Yeah, traffic is terrible. I don't know if anybody has looked. It's the worst.
But we have pizza.
Yeah. There's pizza, there's
beer.
Booze.
We have to match.
There's non-alcoholic beverages as well.
Sean
wants to answer a question.
So how are you managing the correspondence between your Facebook employees and their GitHub IDs? Do you know that? Do we know your GitHub ID?
So we have an HTML profile that we let you OAuth with GitHub to associate, so we know that this employee is this person on GitHub.
So is that mandatory? Is that voluntary?
It's strictly optional. You can't, if you're trying to submit a pull request as a Facebook employee and then you get a panel's not known, you'll be asked to sign the CLA.
Right.
At which point then you go associate yourself and the CLA thing comes along, oh, you've signed it now because you're an employee. I feel like we got the easy questions.
We've also both worked on open source projects.
Sean worked on Buck for a long time. I worked on React. We both worked at Mozilla beforehand on Firefox. Do you guys want to know how this Firefox works? please don't answer. If nothing else, then thank you very much.